Kumlen and a black Gemara. We are up to Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's a discussion that Abaye is having with the with Rabba and Abzeir Rabba Chanan, where they were discussing how if you by having a mechitza between a large courtyard and a small courtyard, for a small courtyard it's wide open, and for the large courtyard it's really a doorway. So the large courtyard subsumes the smaller one. But the small one does not subsume the larger one, and then what do you call it? Abaye was saying that it's a funny thing that you add mechitzas, and it sort of instead of separating it, it puts it together, it makes it together. But the large one takes over the small one because it has it's flanked on the fourth side by two walls. So the number of people are coming back to Abaye. Said Abaye, why not? We find a number of cases where by adding a mechitza, it actually takes away the walls instead of adding the walls. The last thing we learned was about a sukkah, you know, two sides, and then one side you had a post. But if you filled that post with the proper mechitzas, if you filled it up, then you can no longer carry the sukkah. It removes the walls. And Abaye says, for me, it doesn't, because you have the pitikriyadu, which seems to have the edge of the roof that comes down. And according to, and he said, even according to you, don't believe in that. What you did was by adding the mechitza, you actually removed the original walls. That's the problem. Not the new walls, that's the problem. The problem is you eliminated the first walls. Okay, so we're up to now over here, four lines from the top. And we're still looking for cases where by adding walls, you actually are sort of eliminating. We don't find mechitza lisa. We don't find that a mechitza actually contributes to isa rather than heter. Then making a mutter v'tanya. I'll give you another example. What about a bayis a house? Chetzya mekoida v'chetzya eina mekoida. Half the house is covered and half the house is uncovered. Half the house has a roof. And half the house doesn't have a roof. And remember, the part that has a roof, we say pitikra, we imagine that the edge of that roof comes down and there's an imaginary wall there. So we say as follows, that gefanim kan mutter lezroya kan, if under half of the house you have vines, let's say under the roof you have the vines, you're allowed to plant seeds in the part that's uncovered. Yet, if you were added to the ceiling, made an entire ceiling, also you would not be allowed to plow to plant seeds of other, you know, other kind of seeds next to the vines. So what do we see from here? That what? That by adding a mechitza, it actually makes osir, not mutter. So Abaye says again, you got it wrong again. The whole logic of this din is that where the roof ends, where the ceiling ends, we say pitikra, the edge of those beams comes right down. Yodid v'seisim, comes an imaginary wall. But if you're going to move the ceiling to the very end from wall to wall, then there's no imaginary wall anymore. So obviously, in the same place, you cannot plant vines and other seeds, grains. Amlehasim siluk mechitzas hu. There you remove the mechitza, not because there's an imaginary wall and you just eliminated it. So it's not the fact that you added a mechitza that made the problem. Shalach le'rabbaye, rabbi said rabbaye, b'yad ha'shmaya b'zeyda, in the hand of rabbi ha'shmaya b'zeyda, go send rabbaye the following message. You can tell me we don't find mechitza lisa, we don't find a case of mechitza which contributes to isa. V'hatanya, didn't we learn? We learned the following. Again, talking about klayim, we learned yesh b'mechitza sakerim. When you have a wall when it comes to a vineyard, sometimes lahakol, sometimes we are lenient, and sometimes lahachmer, sometimes we are stringent because of the wall. Sometimes the partition allows you. Makes very lenient, easy to plant next to each other, and sometimes it actually contributes to the issa. Ketzad. What are we talking about? Let's say kerem hanetua. If you have a planted vineyard, ad iker mechitza. If you, let's say you have until the wall, you can plant your vineyard as close as possible to the wall as you want. In an open area, you have to have a distance of 4 amas between the seeds, or grains, let's say, and your vines. But if you have a fence there, you can plant basically up to the fence. And you can plant on the other side from the wall. Those really, they can only be a couple of centimeters apart, but there's a partition in between. That's good enough. But she'ilu ain't shah mechitza, but let's say there wouldn't have been a wall there, and you would have to distance from the vines, distance between the grains and the vines, 4 amas. So we see the wall is actually a leniency. That's an example of the partition by a vineyard, which is lenient. But I'm also going to give an example. This is going to be my question to Abaye. You, Abaye, say that walls are always, your problem is where do you find that walls make things more difficult? We're going to find it right here by the vineyard. And what's the case? Ketzad, how was it? Let's say it was distant, min hakoysel, from the wall, yud aleph amma, if the vines, let's say, was distant from the fence by 11 amis or less, lo yovi zere l'sham, on the same side as the vines, because there's a fence there, you should not plant if there's no greater area than 12 amis between the two. The Maroc will explain why. Shilmole ein mechitze, if there will be no fence there and you want to plant vines and then you want to plant grains, all you need is a distance of 4 amas between the machit, dal amas, zeya. All you have to do is distance 4 amas and you can plant. But because there's a fence there and on the same side you want to plant vines and grains, you need a distance of 11 amas between the grapes and the fence. Zui mechitze la kerem lahachman. This is an example where the wall makes it more difficult. The Maroc will explain in a minute. If that's going to be your question to prove to me that a wall can actually make things more difficult from the case of the vineyard, then according to your understanding, must listen. Why ask me a question from a braisa? You could have asked me a question directly from a Mishnah. Abaye is saying to Rava's messenger there, Rava could have asked me a question from the Mishnah, but I'll soon show you that he misunderstood the Mishnah, and so the same thing, he misunderstood the braisa. Now, what's the Mishnah? That now we're letting the Mishnah, karachas hakedem, you have a bald spot in the vineyard, you know, you have a vineyard, and right in the middle, you have an empty section. Beishamai says, between on both sides of that empty section, you have vines. Beishamai says, chav dal amas, there has to be 24 amas. There have to be 24 amas between the two. If you have pictures there, you can see what's going on. So he's saying over here, so you need a clearing of 20. Mark, explain a minute why you need a clearing of 24 amas. Basila says, yud beis amas. Tezayin ama. All you need is 16 amas. If somebody can mute themselves, please. All you need is 16 amas in between. What about amachoyel hakerem? Let's say if it's around a kerem, let's say the perimeter of a kerem over there, we say, Bishamai says, soon explain, tezayin amas, you need 16 amas, and Bishamai mishtei masam, you need 12 amas. What's going on here? The ezi karachas hakerem. What do we mean when we say a karachas of a kerem? So he says, kerem shechorav emtsi yisa. We're talking about a case here where the kerem, the entire middle section has been pulled out, is gone. we can see that we need to give every vineyard a clear space of 4 amas so you have room to bring your cattle along or your cows along, your plowshares along to do the work that they have to do. So you need, let's say if you have vines on both ends, you have 8 amas in between that gives you room to work on each one. Now, im ein sham sheishes amah, if you don't have 16 amas between the two ends of the vine, la yovi la zero sham, you cannot plant. The idea was that if you want to plant, you have to have 4 amas on each side of the vineyard, and then you can plant your zera in between. If somebody can please mute themselves, then you can plant your zera in between. If it's less than 16 amas, which means 4 amas for each vineyard, and you leave 8 amas in the middle, la yavi lezel sham, you should not bring any other kinds of grains or anything else over there. Hoyu sham sheisah sham. But if you do have 16 amas, then it's all right. Why? Noisan lekede avasai. We give you 4 amas on each side, which is a total of 8 amas for each vineyard, and vazeir is a moisa. And then you can plant all, and then you can plant the rest. Then you can plant the rest. So that's the chesh why you need 16 amas. Eizu mechoy lekerem. What do you mean when you say the circumference or the perimeter around the kerem? So it's talking about over there, you have a kerem and you have a geder. Not two keremim, not two vineyards, and then you have the space in between. You have a fence, and then on one side, you have a vineyard on the other side. Is ben hakerem legeder, between the vineyard and the fence, you need 12 amas. Why? Shimein sham shtem esame. If you don't have 12 amas, lo yavi zedel sham. Don't bring any seeds there. Hoye sham shtem. If there are 12 amas, noisun lekedah avodosai. Then we give him, he has more than 12 amas, we give you 4 amas for your work for the vineyard. And then the zereya samayse. And then you can go ahead and you can plant the rest. Now, so he says over here, So L'chayra, why did you bring me from the Mishnah? It says clearly here, by having a fence, you need more space. Here, all the vineyard needs is, let's say, each vineyard needs 8 amos, because you have 16 between the two vineyards. And here, because of the fence, you need only 12 amos. What's going on here? Elohas among the time, what's the reason? The chol arba amos that got be kerem, or it is kerem. So he explains now. The 4 amos next to the kerem is purely avodas kerem. The gabe gedir, when it comes to the fence, kiven delay mizdran, when it comes to the fence, the last 4 amos, you don't plant the 4 amos next to the fence, you don't plant. You also plant the seeds 4 amos away from the fence, so you have room to go around and to maneuver. So you have the kerem, and then you have 4 amos on the right of the kerem, then you have the 4 amos that you planted those seeds, and then you have 4 amos of space there between the seeds and the wall. And because those 4 amos between the wall, you don't plant anything, you don't really do anything, it's like you make it hefker. Afkuri mafkuri, you make it hefker. The bain in between the seeds and the vineyard, iika arba chashivan, if there's 4 amos between the two, it's therefore, it's enough space to keep the seeds and grains away from the vineyard, it doesn't become ancillary to the vineyard. And the ilab, if not, lechashivan, not chashiv, nothing to do with the wall, it has to do with the calculation, to do with the vineyard, you need 4 amos. So therefore, Abaye says, you see, you don't find a precedent where mechitzas actually make things asa. They're always making mutans. Another reason why things become asa. So the Gemara continues. We had before a concept called a shayara. That means normally if you want to build yourself a fence, a perimeter fence around you, you have to have shasiva aided, which means it has to be a proper wall, horizontal and vertical. But if you're traveling, you're a shayara, and you're a few people, we make things easier, and we say that if you have a wall, even just, let's say, horizontal wires, or just vertical wires, we'll treat it like a wall, and you're allowed to carry in there. But you need more than one person to be considered a shayara. You need a few people. You need 3 people. So this is the case we have here. And from here, if you look at pictures, if you have pictures there. Omer Rav Yehuda says, Gimel Karfifis, they have these 3 areas. Let's say we're traveling on the road, and each one made a little karfif around himself. Either they had only horizontal lines or only vertical lines. So if you're an individual, we only allow you 2 saw and no more. Remember, because if you're wider than 2 saw, it's no good. It's like a karmelis. But if you're a shayot, if we can treat you like you're a caravan, travel caravan, we'll allow it that more that you can enclose an area even greater than 2 saw. So here you have 3 kafifas. The question that we're going to talk now about if we're going to consider these kafifas as one, and therefore they'll be like a shayara because of 3 people, or we treat each one separately, then it's not each one is individual, and each one's limited to 2 sa, 50 by 100 amas. Amar Yehuda, gimel kafifas, ze betzadze. You have 3 kafifas, one next to each other. Shnayim achitzayim, the 2 outer ones, they are larger than the middle one. So the middle one, let's say, the sides that are open, exposed to the 2 other ones are completely open. But from the larger ones, the outer ones, A is A, B, and C. A and C, the 2 extremities, the 2 outer ones, for them, their side that's facing the middle one is actually part wall and part opening. So for them, it's only merely an opening, less than 10 amas wide. So the Shnayim Machatzayim Megufafim, they have these posts on the side of that entrance, but the middle one is completely wide open. Now what happened is, V'yochibazeh, each one has a single person, so we treat it as what? Nasa Kishayara, we'll treat them like a caravan. V'noisin lehekot sorchan, and you say you can carry, you know, in your area, we don't care how large the area is. Why? Because we say that the smaller chotzer was completely subsumed by the larger one. Because for them, it's merely an opening to the small one, and the small one for him, they are wide open, so therefore they are completely buckled, you know, completely secondary to the larger ones. So it comes as if all 3 people are sharing in the larger, in the middle one. And so it's 3 people. And therefore it's treated like a shayara. What about the other way around? What about vad emtsoi megufa? What about the other way around? If the middle one, if the middle one is the one that's megufa? The other way around. The middle one is the biggest chatzah, and the middle one is the one that's the biggest chatzah. So for it, its walls on both sides exposed to A and C. But A and C for them is the smaller chatzah. Is for them, it's wide open to the middle. So they're buckled to the middle one. So in this case here, vada surely emtsoyim megufa. The middle one is the largest one. Each one has individual In this case, it's not considered like a shayyar anymore, because you can't say that all three are living in the middle one, because if anything, the middle one is living in the outer one. So the middle one lives in A, because it takes over A. The middle one takes over, because it's the largest one. The middle one takes over C. But each one it takes over, there's only two people there. And in order to be a shayyar, you need three. But the middle one only has one person. The middle one sort of lives in the outer one on the right. There's two. The outer one on the left, there's two. But in the middle itself, there's only one person. An individual can only have base asayim. And if the middle one happens to be larger than two saw, so therefore it doesn't even have a mechitza, that as is automatically A and C as well, because they are wide open to a chotza that you're not allowed to carry in. Even the middle one is not allowed to carry, too big of an area. Okay, but what happens? My question is, what happens to the two in the middle one? Remember, we're saying that the middle one, as if it goes to the right, as if it goes to the left. So if you take the middle one, you go to A, suddenly you have three people, because the two in the middle and one in A. Two in the middle and one in C. There's three people. So my question is, do we say, look, it's as if there's three in each one, and because the middle one takes over control over both of the extremities. So therefore, you're allowed to carry. So therefore, it's all right. It's like a big shayara. Or no, we take the middle one, we split it, two people. Since you took over both extremities, one person is an A and one person is a C, and you don't have a shayara. If you can say that, you can argue that if you take the middle and split it, and one goes to A and one goes to C, therefore you don't have a shayara. What about shnayim bezeh? Shnayim bezeh, the other way around. You have two in A and two in C, and the echeb, I'm sorry, one middle, mau. So hochavada here, surely, whichever one you put in A or C, there's automatically three, and therefore the entire thing now is called shayara. Or dilma, or perhaps aimalahochinafik, since we don't know where it belongs, does it belong in A, it belongs in C, and therefore you have nothing, because one of them will be shayara, A or C, and the other one won't, and we don't know which one it is. Should we be Macha, should we be Mekel? The Hilchah and the laws, when it comes to Erevin, Boy and Lekula, will always take the leniency in all of these questions. Amar Chizr Chizr. Gidud Chamisha, again, you have to look at pictures there. You have Gidud Chamisha, Bil Mechitza Chamisha. So let's say you have a wall of sand that's five tefachim, and then starts your property, and then you have a wall, another five tefachim. So if you're standing on your property, all you see is a wall of five tefachim. If you're standing in the street, you see in front of you a wall of ten tefachim. So gidud chamisha. So in the case where the ground is elevated by five tefachim, and umichitza chamisha, and you put a fence there, five tefachim. Ein mitzdarfin. They do not, according to Rav Chizr, at least, they do not combine together and say, now what, there's a ten tefachim fence here, and now that you're allowed to carry in the courtyard. Because in the courtyard, all you see is five tefachim. If the entire thing is a wall, well, you have a wall ten tefachim. If the entire thing is merely elevated, but there's no mechitza, then it's good. You know why? As Rashi explains, you can walk to the edge of your property and look down. You will realize you're ten tefachim above the property. But if you have a fence there, you cannot walk to the edge of the property. So therefore, you cannot look down and see what you look like. You know that you're ten tefachim elevated. You just see what internally, all you see is five tefachim. So therefore, as far as the outside is concerned, there's a 10 tefachim wall, but as far as the people in the elevated courtyard is concerned, you only have 5 tefachim. So you want to ask a question. You were talking about a case where there's a street, and there's a house that fronts the street, or a courtyard that fronts the street. It says in the Braisa, there's two courtyards. Zu lemaile mezu, you have two courtyards, one above the other. Vel yoyne gevoye menatachtena sar tefachim. So the upper courtyard is elevated by 10 tefachim, so the bottom courtyard has a wall of 10 tefachim there. Oy, but then the Brass gives another example. She has but gidul chamisha, that the upper courtyard is only elevated by five tefachim, but a mechitza chamisha has a mechitza five tefachim. Me'arvin shnayim, they both they're separated by this wall. It's as if there's a partition of ten tefachim between the two. The ein me'arvin echad, they cannot join together. Clearly, that even for the upper courtyard, it's as if there's a partition of 10 tefachim and they're separated. Rav Chizr said that the upper courtyard, because all they see is a 5 tefachim wall. For them, there's no partition, no legal partition, and here clearly there is, because we're saying that they have to keep separate erev and they cannot join together. Because Eim Arvin Echad. Pachas Mekan, but if the mechitz is less than 10 tefachim, Arvin Echad, then they join together. Then they can be considered one, because less than 10 tefachim is not a partition. The Ein Ma'arvish Lahem. And in fact, they don't even have an option of separating because there's no partition there. Clear question of Rav Chisda, because he says we're part elevation and part wall. We don't combine the two to make it a partition because the people upstairs don't see the full ten tefachim. Oh, it says the Gemara. Amar Rav says Moide Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's Moide betachtoine. You misunderstood. The Braise is not talking about the courtyard upper. They're talking about the down, the courtyard on the bottom. The courtyard on the bottom does see a 10 tefachim wall. So for them, it's a partition. We're not focusing on the courtyard above. Betachtoina, the one below, Hoyil sins, V'roi Pnei, it sees a 10 tefachim wall. So for it, it's considered a partition. Therefore, it has to have a separate Erev. But for the Yerayim, but for the Chatzah that's elevated, they don't have a partition. But they don't see a 10 tefachim wall. Says the Gemara, if so, then the Braisa should have said Tachtoine to Arev Shnayim. So as far as the bottom is concerned, they have to make a separate Eidah because they have a 10 tefachim partition between them and the courtyard above. The Loi to Arev Echad, and they cannot join together because they have a full partition. But El Yoine, the one above, has a problem. They cannot make a separate Eidah because they don't have a 10 tefachim wall according to Rav Chisda. Because all they can see is a 5 tefachim wall. So they cannot make a separate, nor can they make a joint Eidah with the one downstairs, because the one downstairs has a mechitza. Later out of Lo Echad, they cannot join downstairs because downstairs has a partition, but below Shnayim, nor can they make their own. And that's not what the Braisa says. If that's what the Braisa of Chiz is talking about, that he learns as far as the courtyard below, they cannot join the Eidiv, but the courtyard above also cannot, at least the courtyard below can make an Eidiv on its own. The courtyard above can't do anything. Can't make an Eidiv on its own, doesn't have a partition. As far as it's concerned, it's still joined to the downstairs. Cannot join the downstairs, because as far as downstairs is concerned, they're separated. Omar Abarula, you know what we're talking about over here? Why the upstairs can make their own Eidiv? The one above had their own fence, all around it. But then they had an opening less than 10 amas where they had this gidud chamisha, where the mechitza was 5 tefachim high and the rest was the elevation. Ad eset amas, until an area that was open less than 10 amas wide. So as far as the upstairs are concerned, they can also make their own eidah because they do have a proper mechitza. Ad is an opening, but that opening is less than 10 amas. So it's not a breach, it's just an opening, it's a doorway. So therefore, they cannot join the people on the bottom because the people on the bottom have a 10 tefachim wall. That's totally separated. Yeah. Says the Gemara. If so, Eima Sefer. Let's look at the next part. It says Pachas Mekan, but if it's less than that, in other words, if that Mechitza of 5 Tvachim is less than 5 Tvachim, Ma'arvin Echa, they can join together. They can all join together. Now, the question is, Eim Arvish Naim. They cannot, in fact, it says that they all join together, they cannot be separate. But you're telling me the guy upstairs has a wall all around it, and it's an opening, only less than 10 amas. Why can't they make their own Eidiv separate? Iboi chad to Arev, Iboi tzei to Arev. Says the Gemara, why? Well, L'chayda, how can they join together? The one upstairs has a wall you just explained. So they should have a choice. The one you're saying, it says in the Braise, if it's less than 5 tefachim that wall, or if it's less than 10, if it's less than 10, then they can join together and not be separate. But L'chayda, the way you just described it, they have a choice. They can either be separate because they have a wall surrounding them, wall and just an opening, or if they want, they can join together because they have a doorway between the two. So they should have a choice. Why are you telling me that they can only join together and not be separate? We're talking about a case here is that you're right, upstairs has a separate wall, but the downstairs, that entrance of 9 amas that between the upstairs and the downstairs is the entire width of the downstairs. So therefore, because that's the entire width of the downstairs, it becomes taken over by the upstairs. If so, what do you call it? So the because it's open to the upstairs, it becomes also the downstairs becomes also cannot join and cannot be separate. The downstairs cannot make a separate Eidiv. And in fact, the large one is the one that can carry, and the small one cannot carry because it's totally buckled to the large one, and because the fourth side is totally wide open. Says the Gemara Yachiv, so Tachtoina, the bottom one, Chad to Oriv, say like to Oriv, so the bottom one cannot make its own separate Ediv, but it could join the top one, right? Because it's wide open to the top, to the elevated one, the larger one. But El Yoyne should have a choice. Ibai, the bottom one cannot make its own Ediv because it's wide open to the older, its fourth side is totally open to the larger one. How can it make its own Ediv? But it could join the top one. But the top one has a choice. It can either make its own Ediv because it has walls all around it with an opening to the bottom one, or it can join the bottom one. So that's what the Braisa should have said. Eliyana, Iboi Trei Tarev, Iboi Chatar has a choice, 2 or 1. Sigmar Inachim, you're right. Vichitoni, either Braisa says, Pochas Mekan, less than that, Ma'arvin Echev, Eimarish Naim, that you cannot join, that you cannot make two separate Ediv. And it was not talking about the one elevated, talking about the one downstairs. Atachtoina. It's talking about the downstairs one. So this is the view of Rab Chizda. Rab Chizda says we don't combine elevation with wall to make it 10 tefachim. Because even though on one side you can see a wall of 10, on this inner side, all you see is 5 tefachim. However, Dorish Mareima disagrees. He says, Gidud Chamisha, Umechitza Chamisha, Metzdarfin, they do join together. They do combine. Because the fact is, you have a 10 tefachim wall. And therefore, even though one side you don't really see 10 tefachim, when you fight tefachim, it's the statuses of a 10 tefachim wall, and therefore it has all those legalities of a 10 tefachim wall. Ashkhe Ravin Rav Acha ben Rav, Ravin once met Rav Acha ben Rav, Omalei, the son of Rav, Omalei, Tani, Mar, Midi, Mechitza, do you learn any braises regarding this concept of Mechitza, regarding this argument? Omalei, Loi, no. So the Gemara concludes, V'hilchas, the law nevertheless is, like Mereimar, that Gidud Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Mitztarfin, they join together. But Rav Yishir has a question. The Yoyin Haboyin B'Shabbos. What happens, let's say, a wall collapses between two courtyards. They had their own Ediv and it collapsed. Suddenly now each courtyard has all these newcomers that joined in the courtyard. But in the beginning of Shabbos, everything was kosher v'yosher. In Shabbos, that wall collapsed in between them. What happens? We had this discussion before, right? Do we say, Kibun Hutra Hutra, once the beginning of Shabbos is permitted, we allow it to remain this way the rest of Shabbos? Says the Gemara, the Yoyin Haboyin B'Shabbos, Mawashi Yosher, does the Asr or not? Do they ask on each other or not? Omer Rav Chizda Toshma, come in here. We learned in the Mishnah, Chotzer Gedoyle, a large Chotzer Shenifritza, that the wall breached, the wall broke open, Liktana, to a smaller one. Nifritza sounds like it happened on Shabbos. It broke into a small one. Hagdoyle Mutere, the large one is Mutter because it's subsumed a small one. But Tana, so the small one cannot carry because its entire fourth side is open to the large one. It's like the opening to the large one. As far as the large one is concerned, it's merely an opening, no problem. As far as the small one is concerned, the entire wall went missing. And it sounds like it happened on Shabbos. So what do we see from here? We don't say that because of the onset of Shabbos, the small one was permitted to carry, they can continue carrying the rest of Shabbos. Omar Rabba says, Rabba, no proof whatsoever. You know why? Who told you it broke on Shabbos? Why don't we say that it broke on Friday? And because it broke on Friday, when Shabbos came, the small one couldn't carry because they had no wall on the fourth side. Omar Abai said to him, don't just say maybe. Elavademir says, no question that it must have happened on Friday. How do I know? Because you say the Hamar Hudama, you're the one who says that boy name Rav Huna, boy name Rav Yehuda. You asked the question for Rav Huna, you asked the question for Rav Yehuda. Ediv derech Pesach. What happens? You made an Ediv between two chatzeres through a door, right? They had an opening between them, and suddenly v'nistim, the door collapsed or something happened, and the door got closed up. Or Ediv derech Lan, there was a cavity in the wall, v'nistim, and got closed up. Mao, can you continue taking things, you know, from one courtyard to the next courtyard? Or we say it's gone. Since the opening is gone, you lost it. Normally, you told me on Shabbos, if this happened on Shabbos, Kivan Shahutra Hutra. You told me clearly that once Shabbos started, it was very permitted, you're allowed to do the rest of Shabbos. So it must be in the case of the Mishnah that when did that wall break, the small chatzah was able to carry on Shabbos, then you would, even though the wall collapsed between it and the larger chatzah, it would continue carrying on Shabbos. It must have happened on Friday. Kivan Hutra Hutra. It must be learned. Let's say this very issue, we're talking about a wall that collapsed between two chatzeres. In fact, Rav and Shmuel argue about it. Rav and Shmuel have many arguments regarding Ediv, and they really is one of the pet subjects. Rav, if a wall collapsed on Shabbos, Rav Omer, Rav says, he doesn't believe in the concept since it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it continues being mutter. And therefore, so now within a chutzah, you're allowed to carry, we've learned before, you're allowed to carry from one courtyard to the next, even though there are different owners and so on and so forth. But over here, they were both also, because each one had their own eidav, they were both also to each other, and now that the wall collapsed, each one is open to a place that is also to it. And generally speaking, if there would have been, there wouldn't have been any eidav between the two, you can carry one chatzah to the other chatzah. But over here, because each one made their own eidav before Shabbos, and the Rav holds, remember learned Rav holds before, that when do we say that all the chatzahs are considered one domain? We're talking about if you didn't make your own personal eidav, because otherwise I'm scared you'll take things from your house into the courtyard and from one courtyard to the next courtyard. So therefore he says, in your own courtyard, you can only carry four amas. We don't believe in the concept of kim shehutra. Shmuel amas. Shmuel says, zemetatl ad ike mechitza, vezemetatl ad ike mechitza. Each one can carry until where the wall was before. Because we say, hoyel v'hutra, hutra. And Shmuel is talking about those vessels that were inside your house. Things were inside the chatzah. Shmuel holds you allowed to carry anyway, any chatzah you want. He's not worried that you might take things from your house into the courtyard, then from one courtyard to the next. But Shmuel is saying even things from items in your own house you can bring in the courtyard and bring it to where the wall was standing previously, because kimish hutra, hutra. It's all permitted. Says the Gemara, "B'hod Rav Alfech Mor." Now Rav never clearly said what he said. El Mekolim, we just learned it from a little story that once happened. That one, if a wall collapsed, Rav holds they can now only limit it to four amas. He doesn't believe in hutra hutra. How do we know he doesn't believe in it? From the following incident. The Rav and Shmuel have a yasi bahu chatzah. Rav and Shmuel, once sitting in the courtyard on Shabbos, nafal guda de bein de bein. The wall in between them fell apart. Amal Shmuel, Shmuel said to one of his students, shkoyle glima, why don't you go ahead and take a shirt or a talus or something and negid the bun, hang it up where the wall was so that we have a wall again, so that we can carry here. That's what the Gemara thinks right now. Adrinu Rav la'ape. Rav was upset. What do you mean? You're going to carry a talus or something and hang it up over there? You're not allowed to carry anymore. I hold, you're only allowed to carry now four amas because the wall's gone. That's how we knew that he doesn't believe in this concept of kimish hutra hutra, because he made this angry face. Amar l'Shmuel, Shmuel said to him, he taunted him, ikapit abba, if you're upset because I, you know, I'll take let's say a talus or something, then why don't you, shkoy l'heim nevikotra, we'll take your gartel and we'll hang it up over there. And we'll tie this talus down to make sure the mechitzah is really good. So therefore, in other words, we see clearly Rav was upset why they took a talus because he shouldn't be carrying more than four amas. He doesn't believe kush hutra hutra, and Shmuel did believe. Says the Gemara of Shmuel, since Shmuel believes that we kimish hutra hutra, why b'chal hang up a talus? He holds that if the wall collapsed, since it was mutter beginning of Shabbos, good enough. Why bother even hanging a talus? Shmuel lumbly. Didn't he say on top of the page, Zem metalpul ad ike mechitza, Zem metalpul ad ike mechitza, each one can carry to the middle, to where the wall originally was standing, so why even bother putting a talus? Says the Gemara, Shmuel, obviously, only for privacy. You know, he and Rav were having these discussions, the whole world didn't have to hear them. Nu, says the Gemara of Rav, Isvirle the osa lemele. If Rav believed that it's forbidden, why was he hesitant to say something? Why did he just make an angry face? Says the Gemara, Asay the Shmuel Have, out of respect for Shmuel. When you're in the shul or in the community of where the rabbi is a rabbi, even if you don't agree with his positions or things, in his shul or in there, you don't get up there and you protest. You can make faces, but you don't protest because it's not respectful. Nu yihochi my time adin lape. So if it's not respectful, you think it's respectful, turn around and show an angry face. If the rabbi in the community says X, and everybody in that shul has to follow their own rabbi, and you don't agree with what the rabbi said, you know, leave afterwards, but don't do anything to embarrass the rabbi. So you're not allowed to show an angry face either. Why did I show an angry face? Says the Gemara, the Lo Neimru k'Shmuel Sula. He didn't want anyone to think for a moment that he agrees with Shmuel's halacha. He just wanted people. He wasn't showing an angry face to be disrespectful. He wanted people that I don't agree with what the rabbi just said, and that's it. End of the discussion. So we say that you don't hold like Shmuel. Anyway, the halacha is like Shmuel. Anyway, we say kibun the hutra. Hutra. Okay, that ends today's share. We're up to the Mishnah.